how's your day going? I'm just headed down to CVS to see if they got some medicated eye drops.
Pretty good. I'm trying to stay home as much as I can after being out amongst them yesterday. They pulling out in front of you and just sitting there, or pulling out in front of you and going 30 feet down the road and make a turn. Just a little too aggravating.
Sir. Well, my daughter was wanting us to pick up the grandkids every week, or one of them, because the other one got an internship and wasn't able to pick up his brother. And I've always done it, but this time I just told her, I said, I'm not going out in that bumper-to-bumper stuff down there by the school, and you're going to have to make other arrangements. That makes me a Grinch. Well, it does, but she said no problem, and she took care of it. And one of the other grandparents is going to do it. I kind of feel bad about that, but I just don't like being in that much of a crowd anymore. It's just ridiculous the way people drive down here at times. Maybe that way back up in Kansas, but I just don't think there's that many people anymore up there, so maybe that's why the driving was better.
Could have been. Well, I know driving around here was a lot better 30 years ago. It wasn't so congested. I mean, back in the day, I lived in Lexington, and if I drove at night coming up to Greer, I was pretty much about the only car on the road. And a few truck drivers out there, and that was it.
Much more courteous the truck drivers were than they are now. However, there's still a lot of good drivers down here, but the percentage of them is far less than what it used to be before this crowd moved in here from all over the United States. And I guess they were just used to the traffic jams and all that. Even back in the 60s when we were living in California for while I was in the service, if you got out on Highway 101 up by where we lived at, up near San Francisco, well, it was about 40 miles south, that road every night would come to a complete stop. And it was four lanes back then, and it's much bigger now, but it's just the, you know, there's 360 million people now or so, just guessing. And back then we had 180, I think.
Yeah, crowds keep getting bigger and bigger. And this, yeah, but yeah, I know what you mean. The older I get, I'm turning out. Take care of it and pass it on and just kind of sit back and enjoy life at this point. KF4 and XY.
Listen, Gerald TR, well, there's no doubt that we're just less tolerant of it because we're getting old. And I freely admit that, but sometimes there's just no excuse for the way these crazy people drive down here. Like you say, they'll run past you in a 45-mile-an-hour zone at about 70, dodge in front of you, and then turn at the next intersection. I don't understand it, but who's to say? Heck, there was one down here on Woodruff the other day. I saw it on the Fox News there yesterday, and they had a passing issue or something, and the old boy just started shooting at them, shot holes in their truck, shot the tire out on their pickup, and thought that was a way to resolve that. So you've got to be a better way. And then I saw this morning where professor was denied a job at that Las Vegas University, so he just decided to shoot up everybody. I don't know. I'd kind of like to be like a friend of mine and have a place up in the mountains where I could go hide.
Yeah, it makes you think like some of the survivalists, you know, just get off the grid completely and, like you say, go way up in the mountains and stay there.
About 40 acres and an electric gate and try to keep the trespassers off and be like the mountain men on the TV show, David. I'm not much into traveling anymore. It's just too much of an effort for us. But a lot of people do it, a lot of people love it, but I'm happy at home. Well, David, I'm just a couple of blocks from CVS. I've enjoyed visiting with you this morning. You have a great day. It's 4NXY and 0TR. 73 is David.
Hope you find what you're looking for. I was talking to a fellow a while ago. He's having to go out again to look for milk. The store didn't have it yesterday. So, KO4NXY.
Tell him to get a cow. It's more reliable in 0TR.